Okay, I admit it. I was wrong. If I had uttered those three words earlier, I could have avoided a lifetime of ignorance. Now, just so you know, I'm not overloaded with ego. I admit to being wrong many times. However, this, for me, was the big wrong. It was the result of believing a lie, one that many of us are guilty of believing. But before I explain, let me first give you a little background. I was born April 29, 1951, right smack in the middle of the baby boomer years. In our household, I was number five, with three older sisters and an older brother. Then later on, there were two younger sisters, seven of us in all. On April 29, 2011, I turned 60 years old. On that fateful day, and I'm sure if you are over 30, you've heard something like this, I was told, "You're not only over the hill, it's more like you're passing through the rusty gates to Boot Hill." Or how about this one? "Happy birthday, old man. You look pretty good." And here comes the zinger, "for your age." You see, therein lies the problem. My mind doesn't feel any different than it did when I was in my 30s. Sure, I'm a little bit wiser now, but I'm still subject to a screw-up every once in a while. Before my 60th birthday arrived in 2011, that winter had been a cold one, even for California. It was February, and it was snowing where I lived up in the mountains. I had just finished writing my second novel, a sequel to my first award-winning novel, The Take Us, and was blissfully content inside my head. At least I thought I was content. However, when I glanced down, I couldn't help but see my stomach hanging over my belt. Every year, for the previous dozen years or so, I would start my new, "I'm sure it's going to work this time" diet on New Year's Day. And you know, I almost started it that year on New Year's Day 2011. But nope, not that year. Instead, I just decided to be old and overly fat. You've never heard of the term overly fat? Probably because it's a phrase I've coined. Since the skinniest of us still have many pounds of body fat, the rest of us have a hefty excess, hence the term overly fat. I didn't know it at the time, but I was lugging about 60 pounds of fat. No wonder my feet, knees, and hips hurt, all of which I'd been attributing to age. I stayed overly fat for a few more weeks. From that day in February until the beginning of Lent. I'm Catholic, which is probably not much of a surprise to you since you just read that there were seven kids in my family. But truly, I'm not a very good Catholic, and God knows I'm not being humble. I've learned many things in life, and one of them is that once a habit is made, it sticks around until a stronger habit breaks it. I had lost the habit of going to church regularly and blamed it on the necessary evil of being on the road promoting my first novel. So when I returned to church, I decided I needed more C, as in Christ, in my life. And since it was the beginning of Lent, I gave up some other C's, like candy, chocolate, cake, cookies, chips, crackers, and cream, ice cream, sour cream, sweet creamy butter, the cream and milk, and cheese. Oh, and I gave up the biggest C of them all, Coors. In my own little world, I created the Seven C's diet just for 40 days. It couldn't be that hard, right? After a few days on my Seven C's diet, it hit me like a ton of tacos. I was an addict. Well, not a heroin addict, an alcoholic, or three-pack-a-day smoker. But I was an addict nonetheless, addicted to junk food. An addict is an addict. Since I was giving up all this for Lent and the good Lord, I said a prayer. Lo and behold, a miracle occurred. Maybe in the great scheme of things it wasn't an earth-shattering miracle, but for me, the cravings stopped. Okay, it could have been that my blood sugar finally reached a normal level and I almost felt human again. Or it could have been that my brain was adjusting to the new regimen. But it felt like a miracle. And after all, I had prayed. Of course, at the time, I didn't know there were going to be strings attached to the answer. You know, small things. Like changing my whole life?